isn't it the butterfly that emerges from a moth or from a caterpillar? Well, that's what happened to Jubilee. Cocoon, we brought the beauty into the world this year and brought three pretty ladies with us. We hope you like the new version of what Jubilee was.
Can you all hear the guitar okay? Yes?
Yeah.
Can you hear it bumping the microphone?
There are stars in the southern skies. Southward as you go, there is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the seven bridges road.
Sorry about that.
Testing. Thank you.
The next song is a song that we stole from Brian Bowers. I don't know who wrote the song.
I didn't steal it.
It's called Zen Gospel Singing. We hope we don't offend anybody, but it's for all religions, and somebody just had a change of mind somewhere along the line. Zen Gospel Singing. Listen to the words closely.
I once was a Baptist, and on each Sunday morn, I'd be in church praying, as sure as you're born. We'd sing there like angels, in a good harmony, but sin and salvation are no longer for me. And now I'm a Buddhist, I chant my mantra each day, but I miss at him singing in a good gospel way.
So sing to old Buddha,
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 and the wonders of Zen. We'll meet in Nirvana, yes, we'll be there then. My don't like me since I shaved my head. And they all talk about me as if I were dead. My good old Zen buddies, they think I'm okay, but I can't get them singing more than one note a day. And as we sit there cross-legged, eating brown rice and tea, we chant out our mantras in four-square harmony.
We don't sing of salvation,
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 or a heavenly home,
or a heavenly home.
It's in gospel singing, just home, home, sweet home.
Thank you. We didn't offend anybody, did we? The next song is a song written by a lady named Claudia Schmidt, who happens to be one of the finest songwriters I've heard, and a beautiful singer. We'll let three of our group sing this song, and I wish I could be out there listening to it.
Spoon River.
Thank you very much. We love that song.
See why we have the girls in the group? Can't hear. Don's mic.
Testing. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. Don's mic sounds fine.
Okay. Next song is called Fast Freight. This is one that I stole from Kingston Trio many years ago. As I listen for the whistle, lie awake and wait. Wish the railroad didn't run so near, 'cause the rattle and the clatter of that old fast freight keeps making music in my ear. Go bum again,
go bum again, go bum again,
go bum again,
go bum again, go bum again. Ooh, hear the whistle blow.
Wheels are singing on the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. Now, I wouldn't give a nickel for the bum I used to be. Worked as hard as any man in town. I got a pretty girl, she thinks the world of me. Lord, I'd be a fool to let her down. Go bum again,
go bum again,
go bum again. Go bum again,
go bum again,
go bum again.
Ooh, hear the whistle blow. Hear the whistle blow.
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, the wheels are singing on the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back.
If you go, you can't come back.
Well, every night I listen, I wonder if it's late. In my dreams, I'm riding on that train. I feel my pulse a-beating like that old fast freight. And thank the Lord I'm not just a bum again. Go bum again.
Go bum again.
Go bum again.
Go bum again.
Go bum again.
Go bum again.
Singing on the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back.
If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back.
Thank you again. I'm not sure who wrote the next song. We heard it on a Gordon Bach, Ann Mayo Muir, and Ed Trickett album. It's called The Silver Boat Song. Marianne Donella will sing the lead.
Ships tarry in the harbor, many roads wind upon the hill, and many roses grow in the arbor. Many's the girl awaits for me there still.
Oh, swiftly come all tides returning, swiftly go then and will not stay. There is no boatman can net the moor.
so deeply. I cannot find them in the sea. The lonely road winds, the hills as deeply. I lay me down now and take my ease.
Oh, swiftly come all the tides returning. Swiftly go them and will not stay. There is no boatman can net the morning. There is no boatman can net the day.
Oh, the rose that blooms blows its petals over, and the thorns fly upon the bough. The girls have gone to a never lover. They will not linger beside me now.
Oh, swiftly come all the tides returning. Swiftly go them and will not stay. There is no boatman can net the moor. No boatman can net the day. Oh, I will build me a boat of silver, steer it with a golden oar, and I will row out of this sad harbor and never sail back star shore. Oh, swiftly come all the tides returning. Swiftly go them and will not stay. There is no boatman can net the morning. There is no boatman can net. No boatman can net the morning. There is no boatman can net the day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. We'll leave you with a song called Angels from Montgomery. I just thought about that one. And if you know the song, sing along with us. We don't mind at all. It's nice to see this beautiful audience out here in the great weather, and I'll give them time to tune. We are a circle of friends, and we came together recently as parts of groups. We've known each other for a long time, sang together, and one night we just said we should do it. So we are adopting the name Tradition, a circle of friends, because that's what folk music is, and we hope we're bringing that to you.
You got no mic on that, don't you? Can we get a mic on that guitar?
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago.
Sing me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just
just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is such a hard way to go.
When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy. 'Twern't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I tried, the year just flowed by like a broken down dam.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is such a hard way to go.
There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them in there buzzing. I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say?
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is such a hard way to go. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is such a hard way to go.
Thank you all. Enjoyed it. Enjoy the rest of the festival. We'll see. We'll be singing tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, I think, or 1:30 on stage 3. Before I get off, let's all of us just give a moment of prayer for Cousin Thelma. And whatever happened this afternoon, let's just give her a little bit of our love. Okay? Thank you all.
The next group are the Galarza brothers, Pantaleon and Abel Galarza, who live and work in Pearson, Florida, the fern capital of the world. They're brothers, and they work in the fern industry as cutters. We're most fortunate to have them here this evening. It's a matter of timing, really, because we've just passed Mother's Day, which, as you know, is the busiest time of the year for workers in their industry. The Galarza brothers will sing four corridos, the traditional Mexican ballad that developed in the late 19th century and flourished during the Mexican Revolution between 1910 and 1920. Like broadsides, the corridos record the details of famous events, wars, battles, murders, natural disasters, and the work of scoundrels and knaves. They'll sing four corridos. The first is an original one. It's entitled The Cowboy and Camellia, and it appears in your program booklet in English as well as Spanish. And it is about local figures in Pearson, Florida. Florida who are helping Mexican immigrants in that area. The second song, El León de la Sierra, which means the lion of the highlands. The lion in this particular case was a nefarious contrabandist. Sostenes Rendon is the name and life to death story of a local bandit. Finally, La Muerte del León de la Sierra, or the death of the Lion of the Highlands, which tells in great and vivid detail how that particular contrabandist came to an end. And finally, Ponteleon and Abel ask that I extend their sincere thanks to the families and friends who came from Pearson to be with them tonight in support of what they are about to share with you all. So to these, I'd like to say bienvenidos. How about a nice hand for the Galarza brothers?
Voy a cantar un corrido que acabo de componer de unos muy buenos amigos que ahora van a conocer. Es el Cowboy y Camelia y el mecánico también. Son compañeros del Cobra para cuidar a la ley. Nosotros los mexicanos contentos estamos también, que si no fuera por ellos nos pudieran aprender. La Camelia y el Cowboy, personas muy conocidas, por radio nos comunican dónde se encuentra la migra. Escóndanse bien, muchachos, no salgan porque los mira. Pearson, centro de Florida, es muy mentado también, donde hay muchos mexicanos que andamos mal con la ley. La emigración ya no sabe a otro pueblo más que a él. El pescador y el vampiro, la Camelia y el Cowboy, el mecánico y la Cobra, los seis chicanos de honor que cuidan al mexicano y también la inmigración. Ya con esta me despido, dispensen lo mal cantado. Estos versos son compuestos por dos humildes mojados.
La república entera les quiero comunicar, ya murió el León de la Sierra, de el que tanto oían hablar, que cultivaba la hierba. Y mataba al militar. A Monterrey y Linares volvió la tranquilidad. Policías y federales ahora podrán descansar y andar en los matorrales buscando al gran criminal. En los matorrales tenía mucha protección, maullan los animales y lo extrañan con razón. Ya no encuentra ni un cadáver para su alimentación. Fue un teniente hasta la sierra y conocerlo quería, para ver si era Barrera el león que ellos perseguían. Enseguida retratarlo, llevar sus fotografías de ponzoña y de coraje.